Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Islamic Upbringing. I'm your host, Zainab. Well, parenting is beautiful, but let's be honest, it's also full of moments that leave us exhausted, confused, and questioning ourselves. That's exactly why we're here. In different episodes, we take your real parenting struggles to our experts who guide us through the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family and the teachings of the noble Imams. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. So today I am again thrilled to introduce Brother Muhammad Liaqat Abbas. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
Who's a scholar of Islamic studies and also holds a degree in psychology. So someone who understands both the soul and the mind, I must say. So Brother Muhammad Liaqat Abbas, a very warm welcome.
Thank you so much, sister.
So then we are again with a question from parents, as every time, you know, we have some challenging questions. So we come to you for guidance. Now, the question that is, my child hits, bites, or kicks siblings, and even me when frustrated. I feel like a failure and worry my child is bad. I dread family gatherings because I'm constantly intervening. Well, I think that's a struggle between a lot of mothers out there. Even like I was talking on a video call with my sister, younger sister, who was struggling with the same thing. Like while she was talking to me, her child was pulling her hair and she was unable to do anything. And I was like, okay, you give your hair so that he can pull. Why don't you just, you know, go away or just, you know, try to show that you're not happy with it or in a very calm way. But then she was, you know, failing to do that. And I think many mothers out there are struggling with the same challenge. So how do you guide them?
Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So the first thing is, if it is between the siblings, then you have to block it right away, because hitting and biting and punching is not allowed. Yeah, exactly. It's not a good thing either, because once the child starts to hit his siblings, the second person is you, isn't it?
Yeah.
The parent.
Yeah.
The third is the
society.
The society. Unfortunately.
His place, school or other people.
School, friends, everyone in place. Yeah. So if this thing is not stopped right away, it will continue everywhere else. And it will have more consequences, number one. Number two. So physically blocking it off and saying in a firm voice, no to hitting and biting or whatever. Number two. The reaction, what you want to, like the parent has to give, should be a firm voice. Why? Because it's not a place like, oh, my dear son, daughter, like, this is not good. So this might not work.
Okay? Yeah.
So firm voice is very important. Number two is reacting in the manner that the child is kind of reacting. Example, the child is biting. So the parent can't go and bite the child.
Yes.
This is not allowed at all. Because there are parents who do this thing. Oh, you have.
You did this, I'm going to do
that
again.
You did this to your brother, I'm going to do this to you. Is something not acceptable, unfortunately.
That's why I said in the beginning of the episode that sometimes there are moments the parents deal with, they leave them exhausted, frustrated, and confused.
to such an extent that they can do even this thing as well.
Yeah.
So because if the parent is going to bite the child, it shows that, okay, this is acceptable. I will bite it another time as well.
Yeah.
Okay, they are going to bite me. That's okay, completely fine.
But so take it as a signal that this is something that is allowed.
This is allowed, exactly. Yeah. Why? Because the parent is also doing
it, so it's allowed. So, yeah. So rather than you are just, you know, solving a problem, you are just exaggerating it.
You are kind of giving it a lot of
green light.
Yeah, green light to it. Yeah.
So we will take a short break here and we'll discuss more with you.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman. Don't give in to Shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafoor, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsinin, wa Khaliquna, wa Rasiquna, wa Huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir.
Welcome back. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. Brother Muhammad Liaquat Abbas is here with us and helping us with a lot of guidance on Islamic upbringing. So we were talking about the kids who hit, who bite, who kick, either to their siblings or sometimes to their parents. Mm. So you said that, first of all, the reaction that's done by the parents, they have to look on their reaction. Sometimes parents get so frustrated that they start biting themselves. And this is a green light to the children. They feel like, okay, this is something that is allowed.
Mm. Unfortunately. So another thing which is very important is to make them understand about the feeling itself, understanding and naming the feeling. So if they are sad, if they are upset, if they are angry, the parent should help the child in addressing the feeling. So example, the child wants to hit his brother. So now the parent, the father, the mother is going to come. The mother will be like, okay, fine. Tell me your problem. Are you angry? Okay, so now the feeling of anger is being addressed. Are you upset? What is it inside you? Tell me. I can help you out. But biting is bad. Biting hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anger is still fine up till an extent.
Yeah.
But biting, hitting, or like kicking, smashing things around, this
try
is not
to show that this is not allowed.
Yeah, exactly.
Either talk
so addressing
to them or,
the feeling
or show the reaction that this is something that's not allowed.
So example, basically what I'm trying to say is explaining the feeling and addressing the feeling is completely fine. So I'm angry, I'm upset, I'm not feeling well, or I feel frustrated.
Yeah.
So address the feeling.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's completely fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone, even as elders, we have these feelings.
Yeah.
So why not a child?
Yeah.
Yeah. But action is something which we disagree to. Like the mother is like, okay, feelings wise, I'm fine. Okay. Like you're angry or frustrated. Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But in action, now that you're hitting, is not okay. So feelings until there, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to support you.
Yeah.
I'm going to help you that you come out of the feeling.
Yeah.
But action, I'm not with you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to support your action. That is kicking, hitting, biting, whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
So this should be made understand to the child. This should be communicated. This is very important.
All right.
Okay. Now, as for those children, example, who are a bit elder, like probably I would say like 5, 6, 7, 8 and stuff, more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for them, it is extremely important to divert them to some other thing. Example, I would say like a physical play. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now the child is he's wanting to hit his brother.
Right.
For whatever reason. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So once it is addressed that the child is angry for this reason.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Now play with me.
Right.
Let's go out. Like, let's go into the balcony.
Yeah.
Let's go to the play area, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Okay. So with this, what is happening is you are changing the channel.
Right. You're now diverting with creativity.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. So definitely there are some more advices. We would like to hear them after a short break. Dear listeners, stay with us.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and Bradley Akhlat Abbas is helping us to deal with a child who kicks, hits, and bites, and be that to his siblings or to parents, or sometimes maybe this may extend to the society, his friends and classmates. So, well, you were talking about diverting the channel.
Perfect. So, because the diversion happened, and the child is having a lot of energy piled up inside, it's like basically it's like a volcano, and the volcano is wanting to erupt.
Yeah.
You can't say, okay, fine, don't erupt. Mm-hmm. You should be cool. You should. Mm. So it's impossible for a younger child.
Yeah.
This is very, like, it's a kind of impossible thing for him, okay? The child wants to erupt, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So now you are diverting the energy to somewhere else. The eruption is happening
slowly.
In a better way, okay?
Slowly, in a better way.
Yeah. So example, let's take 10 rounds of the hall, of the ground, of the balcony, whatever, okay? So because the child is running, now the child gets exhausted, the volcanic
energy
eruption has happened. Yeah, exactly. See? Or example, jumping, okay? Jumping jacks, skipping with a skipping rope, okay? A trampoline, if it is there. Okay.
So the young children, they do have a lot of energy.
They do. Mashallah.
And if the energy is not diverted in a positive manner, they may erupt on you.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Okay, so this is very important. And number three, which is more important, is addressing in a way that you are not addressing the child on the whole,
but
the quality. So, example, the quality of hitting is bad. You are a good child.
Yeah.
You are a very sweet child.
Right.
You are, mashallah,
my
good son, my beautiful daughter, my calm daughter.
Yeah.
But this quality is not good. I don't agree. I completely disagree with this quality.
Mm-hmm.
So when you address the quality, when you make the quality as your target, and you're not targeting the child, you are such a naughty one. See, on the whole is not allowed.
Yeah.
Okay? This will bring down the self-respect.
Right.
You are so, like in Farsi, they call, tu kheli bache shaytuni.
Yes. Okay.
This is not allowed. You, like a person, like a parent shouldn't, not address the child on the whole.
Right.
Like shaitun in itself is a bad quality.
Yes, in itself it's a bad word.
Exactly, yeah. It's a bad word.
Yeah. Attributing a child to a shaitan for being naughty.
Yeah, exactly. But don't say this word. Like, choose some other word.
Yeah.
Kheli shulughe. Okay, fine. Okay, until here, that's still acceptable till some extent, of course.
You're what quite kind noisy, of fussy.
Yeah, like saying just on the whole, shaituni, it's like, you shouldn't be calling an entity whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done laan in the Holy Quran, isn't it?
Yeah.
So this is for the parents, of course. So addressing the quality is important. And it should be focused rather than addressing the child on the whole. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and number three is, if it is a consequence on the toy, then the toy should be taken away for a day or two.
Yeah.
Example, the child gets angry.
Mm-hmm.
He starts hitting his favorite toy.
All right.
He starts to throw it and to hit it and kick it.
Mm-hmm.
Then the father will go calmly pick the toy up and will say, okay, because you have hit the toy, this toy will vanish for one day completely.
Okay.
Because in order to give them the consequence, okay, you hit something, it won't be given it back. Like, it won't be
trying to show them that this behavior is not acceptable. It has a consequence.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. That was all the time we had for today's episode. Thank you for being with us, and thank you for all those valuable advices. Thank you, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way